Bars. To Kill a Mockingbird. Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 6 of To Kill a Mockingbird. I must apologize as this podcast is going out very late tonight at 9:40 p.m. I had a long day of work, and then more work, followed by a dinner meeting, and got home extremely late and didn't have time to do it today, like I said I was going to. So I do apologize that it's about 2 hours late. Then I'm sorry for that. So Chapter 6 is a good chapter and a good meeting point of all three themes. I do apologize once again for being late, and also the fact that I forgot my book at school. So I'm doing this straight out of my notes and nothing else. So I do not have page numbers for you, unfortunately, tonight also. So this is going to be a really, really horrible podcast, but please bear with me. Themes of prejudice, courage, and grown up all meet in one in this chapter. It comes with a childish prank, the prank being to go to the Radley's window. It's defying Atticus's wishes. You know Atticus didn't want the kids to go over there and play with them or bug the Radleys, but they do it anyways. The conversation between the neighbors indicates their true feelings towards blacks in the community and how shooting at a Negro would be acceptable in their minds, so keep an eye on that. And notice a shifting of courage in Jim, the way Jim's changing. Jim is changing more from a physical courage, running up and touching the door of the Radley's house, or trying to make a note to hang in the window, to now more of a moral courage. How to avoid disappointing Atticus, or making moral decisions. So look at that, and the shift from physical courage to moral courage. Look at the fact of strip poker. That was a pretty funny thing. I don't know if you guys caught that or not. How when Atticus asked Jim where his pants are, he said he lost them playing strip poker. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I sure don't play strip poker, and especially not at that age. So that was kind of worrisome to me, and kind of comical in a way, because, you know, Dill, Scout, and his sister was there playing strip poker. That's unique. And a key motive is introduced now: when to worry. Scout keeps saying the phrase over and over again, it's not time to worry, it's not time to worry. And also you have to look at the way that Harper Lee writes this, and that Scout is now staying home while Jem is doing his exciting deeds. So what are the implications there, and why is that included in there? Look at also mischief versus misbehavior. What is the difference between mischief and misbehavior? That's an important aspect of this chapter as well. That's basically about all I had to say about Chapter 6. It is a relatively important chapter, but somewhat small and focused on that one action and that one activity. So just notice the way Jem is changing, and notice the way that Harper Lee's writing is changing to exclude Scout now from the action, but still having Scout write about the action. Also, you might want to take note of the things that Scout has learned now from their activities and from their excursions, and what she has also learned from the adults in this book. Thank you for tuning in, and once again, I apologize for being so late. Hopefully, tomorrow's will be on time. I apologize.